Separate Beds by Laverl Spencer. With love to my husband Dan, the best thing that ever happened in my life. Chapter 1. Circumstances being what they were, it was ironic that Catherine Anderson knew little more of Clay Forrester than his name. He must be rich, she thought, scanning the foyer, which revealed quite clearly how well off the Forrester family was. The deep side of the expansive entry opened into a sprawling formal living room of pale yellows and muted golds. Above was a great crystal chandelier. Behind her, a stairway climbed dramatically to the second story. She was faced by double doors, a console table whose cabriole legs touched the parquet as lightly as a ballerina's toes, and a brass accent lamp reflected by a gilt-framed mirror. Beside her stood an immense brass pitcher, bursting with an abundance of overpoweringly fragrant dried eucalyptus. The pungent stuff was beginning to make her sick. She turned her eyes to the massive carved oak entry doors. The knobs weren't shaped like any she'd ever seen. Instead, they were curved and swirled, like the handles of fine cutlery. Acidly, Catherine wondered how much handles like those must cost, to say nothing of the pretentious bench on which she'd been left. It was lush brown velvet, armless, tufted, the kind of absurd extravagance afforded by only the very rich. Yes, the entire foyer was a work of art and of opulence. Everything in it fit, except Catherine Anderson. The girl was attractive enough, her apricot skin and weather-streaked blonde hair having a fresh, vital look. Her features bore the strikingly appealing symmetry often found in those of Scandinavian ancestry, the straight nose and fine nostrils, shapely bowed lips, and blue eyes beneath arched brows of pleasing contour. It was her clothing that gave her away. She wore a pair of heather-colored slacks and...